Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, teacher at LSAT Demon. That's Nathan Fox, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. We got a message that came in through the ask button, Nate.
I take the test on paper, parentheses, yes, very OG. I have taken the test twice already. When I get to the reading comp section, I tend to section off the paragraphs so my eyes will not wander. And I write a little sentence off to the side of what I think the author is trying to tell me. I section them off like this. Paragraph one, line. Paragraph two, line. Paragraph three. Is that a weird substitute for understanding? Sectioning off the paragraphs does help with organization, but I wonder if writing a sentence off to the side might be a bad idea. And that's coming from Anonymous again.
So I believe this question was asked in reference to a video lesson that we have in the Demon, which is about note-taking strategies, the idea of note-taking on RC. And one of the things that you say is that note-taking, whether it's on RC or in LR, can sometimes be a substitute for understanding. Like taking a note, copying something down
right.
in pencil and paper might right. just be you convincing yourself that you've understood it when you haven't really. If you've written it down, you might feel as if you understood what it said, but really you were just copy-pasting. You haven't grappled with it in your own head.
Absolutely. I think that underline, and so this isn't about underlining, and it's not about highlighting, but those two things to me almost always seem like a substitute for actual understanding. Note taking, you know, if the discipline of forcing yourself to write out a one sentence summary periodically throughout the passage, if you feel that it is actually helping you to engage, then maybe it's a worthwhile exercise. Although I think you probably don't have to actually write the sentence down. I think you could probably just stop and think, okay, what would I put here? What was the main point of that? Because the taking the time to actually write it out by hand just seems to be a waste of time to me.
Yeah.
And I do fear that a lot of what's going to happen here is what you suggested, Eric, which was somebody, they're going to like copy down one of the sentences. Or they're going to copy down a couple phrases. You know, maybe a phrase from this sentence and a phrase from that sentence, and they make a sentence out of it. And if I looked over your shoulder and I read those words, I don't know that I would agree with you that that's actually the point of that paragraph. One, the paragraphs don't even have to have points. It's not like they have to have like an agenda in every paragraph. The paragraph breaks on these reading comp passages are kind of arbitrary or very infrequent, right? Like there'll be you'll see a paragraph that like obviously should be three or four paragraphs. You're going to sum that whole thing up in just one short sentence when there was a lot going on in that paragraph.
Right.
And the thing I'm really going for is just engagement. You know, I want you to react. I want you to feel something about it. I want you to have an opinion about it. The thing that's the worst is when somebody reads something and I go, okay, so what do you think about that? And they go, and then they just start kind of like rereading it to me. Or I'll say, you know, what's the author want here? What's the author's opinion about this stuff? And then they'll come back with, and they'll just like say things about the topic of the passage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I didn't ask you for the topic. I didn't ask you for the what. I asked you for the what about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is that here? Why is this topic being discussed? What does the author really think? And very frequently that only comes from one word in the passage where it's just like, you know, did you notice that they said convincingly? Because when they said that so-and-so says whatever they said convincingly, then now that's no longer just them relaying the opinion of the historian or whoever they're citing. That's now them also endorsing that opinion by saying, I believe this opinion. And that one word can just be so important. I don't know. I guess I'd have to see it in practice to know whether I think that this is a good idea.
I think what you said earlier about if this can be just a forcing function to go through that process of reaction, then maybe it's helpful. And I think, so there's something that comes to mind. I forget who said this, but it's the sort of thing that, like, I probably read it on the, like, insert of, like, a Moleskine notebook or something.
Okay.
Where it's like, I write it down not to remember it later. I write it down to remember it now.
Yeah.
And I think there is some science behind that. I think there is some psychology behind note-taking, where the physical act of note-taking can help you to better remember something in the moment.
Yep.
But the point to doing something like this in RC would not be to then create a reference that you go back to later. It's right. No, like, if you take the notes, then I would expect you to never look at those notes again. It would be purely to aid in your understanding in the moment.
Right.
So if that's what's happening here, Anonymous, great. But you probably don't need to do much to accomplish that.
Yeah. And you might need to do more than one thing per, like, you know, this idea that you're just going to section off the paragraphs and write one thing per paragraph. Well, but what if there's a paragraph that's real short and doesn't really do that much? And then what if there's a long paragraph where there's three different points of view that are discussed in that one paragraph? You can't really summarize that in one little blurb.
Yeah.
This idea that they say, I section off the paragraphs so my eyes will not wander.
I could be wrong, but I'm imagining them, like, putting a sheet of paper over top and just, like, moving the paper down to unveil more of the passage as they go. I don't know if that's actually what they're describing here, but
I think that's the idea of what they're trying to do. Maybe that's effective for you because of some learning difference or something that you have. And if you've learned that that actually helps you to comprehend, then great. But, you know, when we watch the eyes of people who read really well, their eyes actually do wander quite a bit. I mean, your eyes are just darting. It's a subconscious thing. Every once in a while, I catch myself doing it, though, where I realize that my eyes have kind of seen words that are like even two or three lines ahead. I've already seen some of it as I'm reading my way through it. But I am hyper-focused on all the stuff that I'm actually reading. Like, I really need to understand each sentence. And to understand each sentence, I have to understand each clause within each sentence. So even if my eyes are darting around and kind of pre-reading some of it somehow in a weird process that I don't understand, I am also not going to move on from the first sentence until I'm sure I understand it. And I worry that this, like, fetish for paragraph breaks might lead somebody into, oh, well, no, I mean, I'm going to sum it up at the end of the first paragraph, when what they really need to do is stop and react to what they're reading in the first sentence or the first half of the first sentence. Stay on the attack so that it's not just like this one all big blob of the first paragraph, and now I'm trying to sort out what the hell they were saying there.
Yeah, thanks, Anonymous. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.